This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Colorado has more power to protect workers from wage theft than ever before. A new state law that went into force this year beefs up the Department of Labor's ability to collect unpaid wages, helping workers who were never paid receive compensation. But a different 100-year-old law is still shielding the process behind a veil of secrecy. Anna Boyko-Wyrock of Rocky Mountain PBS iNews has more.
Back in 1915, when the Colorado legislature was writing the state's first workers' compensation law, they added a couple sentences shielding the system from public view. They wrote that information employers give to the government for workers' comp claims would be for the government's eyes only. 100 years later, the state has expanded that confidentiality to investigations of wage theft. That's the term for when an employee works but doesn't get paid their wages. The current law means if your favorite bar stiffs its servers, you can't know that information. And if a business competitor underbids you by skirting labor laws, you can't know that either. In fact, under the current interpretation of the law, it's illegal for the Colorado Department of Labor and Employment to disclose the name of an employer who has violated wage laws, no matter how bad the employer's actions are. In contrast, the federal government also investigates unpaid wages and penalizes employers who don't pay. But their information is public. The feds even have an app called Eat, Shop, Sleep, showing where the violations are around you. To test out the app, I took a walk with Jeffrey Roberts, the executive director of the Colorado Freedom of Information Coalition. We're standing on the corner in downtown Denver in front of a fast food restaurant. Roberts reads what the app says.
Two fair labor violations, one employee due, $703.26 in back wages.
The information on my smartphone screen comes from official federal Department of Labor data. It shows worker safety and wage violations that have been revealed through inspections of businesses in your area. Roberts says that's information consumers might use.
You know, that would be information that somebody might want to know to decide whether they want to shop or eat it at an establishment like that.
Roberts says restaurant inspections are public, so why not make the state's wage inspections public too, like they are at the federal level? He says this information is not just to put pressure on businesses, but to make sure the government is doing its job to protect the public.
It's not just the fact that it's the restaurant that might be violating code time and time again. It's what is being done about that.
Right now, the way the law is written, it says that the department may make information confidential, particularly regarding trade secrets. But the state has interpreted it more broadly, making almost any information about almost any interaction between a business and labor authorities secret. We reached out to the state labor department and the attorney general's office, which interprets the law, for comment on this report. They both declined to be interviewed on tape. We can't ask lawmakers from 100 years ago what they were thinking, but we did talk to two current legislators.
We have a 100-year-old law on the books about how we actually disclose claims.
Senator Jesse Ulibarri.
It's a good question for us down the road, and I think there are also some challenges for us to balance. How you protect the privacy of folks who have been victimized, and how do you do this in a way that is transparent, fair, but also within the means that we have in the state?
Yeah, I don't think our founders 100 years ago envisioned iPhones.
That's Representative Jonathan Singer.
This is one of those things that we need to revisit. You know, at the end of the day, we need to figure out how to make sure we protect the victims while still making sure that there's some level of public accountability.
Representative Singer and Senator Ulibarri were co-sponsors of a new state law that went into effect this year. The Wage Protection Act beefs up the state's power to collect wages from employers who fail to pay. But with wage investigations wrapped in secrecy, there's no way for the public to verify if the new law works. I'm Anna Boyko-Wyrock in Denver.